The Role of the Hadron-Quark Phase Transition in Core Collapse Supernovae, by Pia Jacobus et al. The Hadron-Quark Phase Transition in quantum chromogenomics has been suggested as an alternative explosion mechanism for core collapse supernovae. We study the impact of three different Hadron-Quark equations of state, EOS, with first order, DD2FSF, STOSB145, and second order, CMF, phase transitions on supernova dynamics by performing 97 simulations for solar and zero metallicity progenitors in the range of 14 to 100 M Sun. We find explosions only for two low compactness models, 14 M Sun and 16 M Sun, with the DD2FSF EOS, both with low explosion energies of approximately 10 to the power of 50 erg. These weak explosions are characterized by a neutrino signal with several mini-bursts in the explosion phase due to complex reverse shock dynamics, in addition to the typical second neutrino burst for phase transition-driven explosions. The nucleosynthesis shows significant overproduction of nuclei such as CAR90ZR for the 14 Mson zero metallicity model and CAR94ZR for the 16 Mson solar metallicity model, but the overproduction factors are not large enough to place constraints on the occurrence of such explosions. Several other low compactness models using the DD2FSF EOS and two high compactness models using the STOS EOS end up as failed explosions and emit a second neutrino burst. For the CMF EOS, the phase transition never leads to a second bounce and explosion. For all three EOS, inverted convection occurs deep in the core of the proto-compact star due to anomalous behavior of thermodynamic derivatives in the mixed phase, which heats the core to entropies up to 4 kilobytes, baryon and may have a distinctive gravitational wave signature, also for a second-order phase transition. This was the role of the Hadron-Quark phase transition in core collapse supernovae, by Pia Jacobus et al.